Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Okay, forgive me. We have some breaking news just in from the Supreme Court. This is a 7-2 ruling involving justices now allowing the Trump administration to revoke protected status for 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela while the appeals process plays out.
That was the breaking news on MSNBC earlier, CNBC, one of them. But that was the big ruling from the Supreme Court today. And joining us now to talk the Supreme Court, he is someone that, if I had to guess, dreams about the Supreme Court at night. He thinks about it so often. Brad Young, how are you?
Ryan, hey, buddy, it's great. It's always great to talk to you, my friend.
And I could imagine sometimes your wife shakes you at night. Honey, were you having another Supreme Court nightmare? trying to help you.
No, what she does is sometimes she catches me putting on a black robe and looking in the mirror. She does catch me doing that.
Ooh, the inseam. So nice. Yeah. So, Brad Young, it's always a great opportunity to talk legal questions with you. And I know that you follow the Supreme Court blogs. I don't know if this one was much of a surprise to you, but I think it kind of took some of the commentators, especially on MSNBC, off guard. So the Supreme Court will allow Donald Trump to revoke the parole program that was put in by Joe Biden. And it was a 7-2 ruling. So it wasn't even that close, all things considered. Maybe you can break down what this ruling means.
Well, first and foremost, and my voice, I'm just recovering from a cold. So if my voice cracks, I assure you I'm not going through puberty. But but I will break it down this way. Remember, this is not a final judgment on the merits of the case. This is just, it was an appeal because the lower courts ruled that while this matter goes through the court system, the issue of whether Trump can revoke the immigration status of 500,000 immigrants who were here in this country, not permanently, not green card people, but people who were just here on the lower tier status of being in this country. The lower court said that during this time, the Trump administration cannot deport these individuals while the case moves forward. So that was appealed. And so the only issue, not on the merits, the only issue was whether this order from the lower court should be held or stayed, or whether it should not be held or stayed. And that was the only issue before the court. That's why it was an 8-page opinion, not like an 80-page opinion like they normally are. And so the Supreme Court held 7-2, as you mentioned, Ryan, that the Trump administration can proceed with the deportation of these individuals, even though the legal issues in the underlying matter are still moving through the lower court system.
Now, does that surprise you a little bit? Because from some of our previous conversations, You mentioned that when it comes to the Supreme Court, they normally try to uphold a lot of what was already set in stone, precedent. Well, maybe set in stone is not the right word. But no. What the lower courts may have said, they take that into consideration. And it's really hard for them to, you know, I guess, go against precedent in some way. So right. Did it surprise you that they said, OK, we're going to let this play out before it ultimately could reach us again? Does that surprise you a little?
Does surprise me, but for a completely different reason. When I talked about the Supreme Court, generally speaking, wants to honor prior decisions, those are prior final decisions, not prior interim decisions. So I'm going to use a fancy word, and there's something called an interlocutory order. And an interlocutory order, I know it sounds fancy, but it just
German
means,
metal band.
Yeah, it does. You know, that'd be a great name for a German metal band. That would be. I'll have to remember that. So that's just a fancy way of saying it's an order, because there's lots of orders in a case as it moves through the court system, lots and lots of them. And so this is one of those. It's not a final award. It was just one of many awards or orders that occur in the course of a trial. So the Supreme Court doesn't have any bias one way or the other about upholding or not upholding those, because they're not final decisions.
Okay.
But let me jump in it this way, though, Ryan. And that is, I was somewhat surprised. I was kind of betting it would be 5-4 in favor of putting a stay on it. And here's why. One of the elements when you're asking for an order to be stayed or held in abeyance, one of the standards is this: will any parties be negatively impacted by a stay? And or the refusal to stay the order. And so when you put this on the proverbial scales of justice and you say, who's going to be harmed more, the people who could get deported even though their cases are still in litigation, or the Trump administration, which can wait until this case moves through the courts before they initiate deportation orders. I thought they would say it's more harmful to the individuals who get packed on a bus or put on a plane and flown out of the country. But in a 7-2, even Elena Kagan, liberal justice Elena Kagan, even she voted in a majority to say it would do more harm to America if these deportations could not move forward.
Wow. Is there any consideration to the thought that, okay, if a executive, a president of the United States in the executive branch has the power to make this happen, they also have the power to make it not happen, meaning that you can look at what authority Joe Biden had, and if he had the authority to put it forward, then Donald Trump would have the also same authority to remove it. Is there any consideration there?
Well, I think that's a given. The issue, I don't know that there was a strong legal theory, if any legal theory, that said the president didn't have the power to revoke their status, because the president had the power to grant that status. But the issue was whether these people could be deported now, even though their cases are still in litigation. I think that was the main thrust of the legal argument.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, That makes sense. And they're talking a lot of people. Sometimes when you think about that, was it 500,000, a half a million roughly?
Correct.
From just these countries. So this is a pretty huge win. So in the case now, can the Trump administration, when it comes to immigration enforcement, act immediately? Can they just like, okay, they got the green light to do what they were going to do anyway?
Yes, they can start deportation. The deportation process immediately, Ryan. They could start it today if they wish. And by the way, let me circle back. You mentioned one thing earlier about MSNBC wasn't happy with this, but I don't know if you know this, but the Department of Justice has determined that they're going to start using MSNBC as the place to hide out people in the Witness Protection Program, because nobody will ever find them if they're on the air at MSNBC.
You know, what are some of the other cases that the Supreme Court are mulling over at the moment? Are there any other big ones that you're waiting on a decision?
Well, we've just recently had some of the bigger decisions from the Supreme Court on a lot of issues. And listen, that there will be law classes in future law schools that will be doing nothing more than studying the constitutional issues raised by the Trump administration. And like I've been saying for the last this year so far, and during the 4 years of Trump one administration, sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he gets it wrong. And so if you hear anybody saying that everything Trump's doing is wrong, then they're not an analyst. That's an opinion. If you hear anyone saying everything that Trump's doing is completely constitutional and legal, that's not analysis either. That's an opinion. So you've got to look at each of these issues on a case by case, issue by issue basis. Like, for example, we saw the big issue that came out of the Federal Trade Court this week, stating that Trump's use of tariffs violated the 1977 delegation of tariff power from Congress mm-hmm. to the president. Now, I don't know that that's going to stand on appeal. I think the Supremes might overturn that. But even if they don't, Trump's got lots of other venues, lots of other statutes to fall back on when it comes to instituting tariffs. So we have not even begun to see the end of this tariff issue.
What would Donald Trump's batting average be in court? Like, roughly speaking, what's his success rate?
Well, if he were in baseball, he would go down. He would be in Pete Rose territory because he's probably batting in the high 300s, low 400s. So, I mean, for baseball, that's fantastic. In the court system, not so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Below 500 is not great.
He's below 500, not great.
Yeah. Are there any surprises that you see in the legal system anymore, or does nothing surprise you the more you analyze it?
Well, the thing I think is the most surprising, and we're just used to this now, but when I started this analyzing Supreme Court cases, a couple of decades ago, things moved very slowly. It would take weeks and months and sometimes years to see how these things play out. Now you're getting opinions same day, next day, a couple of days later. And that is completely different than the way it used to be, Ryan. And I don't see that ever reversing. I mean, we're expecting the Supreme Court to issue decisions just like on Law and Order. You got 44 minutes to reach a decision and to get it out. And that's what we expect now from the Supreme Court, because we've seen it on Law and Order.
All right. So what are the odds that some of these different clerks have used AI when writing up summaries? Is that possible at that level?
I would say the chances are zero because let me tell you why. If it ever got out that they used AI, they would be shamed for their entire career. The whole thing about being a clerk for the justices, the whole thing is, you are the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And if you got caught using AI, I don't think it would be illegal, but you would be shamed and laughed out of the legal community. And that's the only reason you take those jobs. They don't pay anything. you only take them so you can parlay that into an associate's position at a silk stocking law firm and with a starting salary of $400K a year. That's the only reason you do that. And if you got caught using AI, you're flushing all that down the toilet.
All right. Well, they can keep secrets there at the Supreme Court. So did they ever find out who leaked the Dobbs decision early? That never happened, right?
It didn't. But it's interesting you mentioned that, Ryan, because just this week, Kash Patel came out and said that they've been investigating it since he came into office. And there's going to be some announcements on that soon. So, you know, we heard nothing during the Biden administration about the results of an FBI investigation, but hopefully we're going to hear something in the near future because it's important. We don't want these Supreme Court decisions leaked before they're final. It's detrimental to the country. It erodes the credibility of the court. We just don't want that happening, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
Wasn't it an internal investigation that the Supreme Court did of itself to try to find the leaker?
They did. They did it. And then the FBI wasn't called in because it's a separation of powers issue because the executive branch, they didn't want the executive branch reviewing the judicial branch. But the FBI did its own investigation on the individuals without actually having access to the computer networks at the Supreme Court. So we've got kind of a cross investigation going on regarding, you know, who could have possibly leaked this information.
I'll tell you, you know, back in 2022, there wasn't an organization more trustworthy than the FBI. There's a lot. Well, okay. With all these different investigations going on, I didn't realize that Kash Patel was looking into the leak at the Supreme Court when it came to that Dobbs decision. I knew that he mentioned it's hard not to imagine it wasn't Hunter Biden's cocaine, but the cocaine that was at the White House and some of these other things I kind of forgot about they said, okay, we're going to at least release and better understanding of what happened there because there was practically zero transparency when it came to the Biden administration. I didn't know Dobbs was on that list of something that's the next document dumps. All right.
It's on that list, but it's really important what Brad Range just said, and that is that the Supreme Court would not allow the FBI to come in. You mentioned, Ryan, they're all about secrets. They are. But remember, this is an organization that back in the 1970s, there were Supreme Court justices in the basement watching porn films to see whether or not they violated community standards and could be banned by the First Amendment or whether they had First Amendment rights. So, excuse me. So this is they'd pop popcorn is what the story is. But but I don't want to really think about that too much more. But the point is that they are a very secretive bunch. They don't want anyone looking up their proverbial black robes. And because of that, they wouldn't let the FBI come in and do its own internal investigation.
It's very serious business with the Supreme Court. That's such a weird thing to do. Do you think they were surrounded by their colleagues watching this together and taking notes? I've never heard or understood that, I guess, in the case of a court, when you're in the Supreme Court level, that you would have to do some analysis and research, and that would be part of it. That's strange to me, I guess.
Well, it was documented in a book called The Brethren, which was a fantastic book where ex-Supreme Court clerks dished on what they did when they were clerks, and this came out in the 1970s. It was a Bob Woodward book, as I recall. So that was one of the segments when they had to determine whether porn movies were enjoyed, so to speak, First Amendment protection or not. And so they had to watch them, and they had to make determinations. So that was something that you could certainly laugh about, but that was really the first book, and to this day, one of the only books that gives a peek into how the Supremes actually work, how they interact with the justices they disagree with philosophically, the procedures that they go through to reach decisions. And so that's really the only way that we know how this process works is from books like The Brethren and others.
All right. Brad Young, Harris, Dowell, Fisher, and Young. And You are. I'm so glad that you were able to spend some time with us. I know that you're a busy guy and you charge by the hour, so we can only afford 15 minutes at a time.
I know, but that's the thing, Ryan. You've now used 23 minutes. So I got to bill you for the whole hour.
He started the meter.
We're in trouble here. I would have loved you hold up your phone. There's a stopwatch going.
Yeah, I got it right here. See, I got it right here.
Brad Young, it's always a pleasure, and it's good to see you on the live video feed too. That's really nice.
And it's great to talk to you, my friend. And listen, I will be listening you filling in for George Norrie over this weekend, right?
No, it was last weekend. So
I missed it. I thought it was this weekend.
Didn't stay up late. Okay, if you can stay up late a month from now, June 27th and 28th, it's a Friday night and Saturday night. If you can do those two,
I'll be checking that out in June.
You know what? I feel like I charge like a lawyer. The network rate that they give you for a fill-in host is like a lawyer rate. So. I'm like in a different league now.
Oh, well, let me know if you need some tips on a great accountant, because you know the difference between a good accountant and a great accountant, right? A good accountant tells you how much you made. A great accountant says, how much do you want to make?
Yes, that's right, Brad Young.
So I've got a legal great advisor. Accountant for you.
Brad Young joining us here, 97.1's chief legal analyst and great treasure to St. Louis. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.